it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Authorities have now charged two men who they say struck and killed two older women in separate hit and runs last week. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Around 5:30 Friday, 77-year-old Dorothea Cathill was walking home from a store near 54th and Lancaster when police say she was struck by a car that then sped off.
They were able to find some video just after the accident, which depicted a black Infiniti and a male driving appeared to be a black male operating a car. The car had significant damage to the windshield and the front of the vehicle.
Deputy Commissioner Frank Vinor says after the picture was released to the public, 47-year-old Michael Harper surrendered and took detectives to where the car was parked in South Philly.
He did make some statement about being under the influence and not being able to remember.
Another woman, 72-year-old Xi Jinzhao, was struck Friday evening along Ryan Avenue near Frankfurt and Cotman and was pronounced dead the next morning at the hospital.
They conducted a vehicle investigation at Walker and Levick, and the individual they stopped was identified as being involved. He was arrested for being intoxicated at the time also.
That driver, 53-year-old Cesar Colon.
Both men now face homicide by vehicle, involuntary manslaughter, DUI, and related charges. Philadelphia teachers got a 3% raise in their new contract, but so far the extra money has not shown up, and that's left many teachers angry. That story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
The Philadelphia Federation of Teachers got 3% raises that were supposed to take effect September 1st under their new contract, but the union's 14,000 members did not get that pay bump in their latest paycheck. Superintendent Tony Watlington.
We weren't able to make that September 26th. Payroll, but we will meet the October 24 payroll. I can guarantee it.
Watlington, in an interview, pointed out that the school board didn't ratify the contract until September 11th, but he said relatively new payroll software was the reason raises haven't shown up.
We want to make sure that the pay raises are done correctly with minimal or no errors.
PFT members were scheduled to get a $1,400 bonus on November 7th, but Watlington says the bonuses will now be paid October 10th to make up for the delay in raises. The district has had an interim HR chief for 7 months.
Watlington says a national search has yielded a list of semifinalists, but there's no decision on a permanent HR director yet. Philadelphia security workers say employers are not spending enough time training them to keep people safe. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
Union leaders with 32 BJSEIU want city council to pass a bill that would require 40 hours of initial training for security officers and additional yearly refresher courses. Author of the bill, Councilmember Isaiah Thomas, says the officers deserve better as employers plan for an influx of tourists next year for events like the FIFA World Cup and the MLB All-Star Game.
We have a moment to see an economic boom that could change the trajectory of the city of Philadelphia for the next 20 to 25 years to come. But that doesn't work if we don't take care of the people that take care of us.
Security officers like Beverly Thornton say being on the front line is demanding work that can lead to mental and physical harm.
We have to deal with unclothed individuals in the bathroom, washing their clothes in the sink, and have to deal with getting spit at, threatened, and cursed out.
Leaders are calling for the unionization of all security workers ahead of 2026 events. Brewery owners in New Jersey celebrated after Governor Murphy signed laws for new regulations earlier this year. But they say there are lingering issues hurting business. More from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
There's still some confusion over the rules for brewery owners, especially regarding events. Eric Orlando with the Brewers Guild says there are a couple of problems with the governing body, alcoholic beverage control. One is that some rules breweries operate under now have some ambiguity, and he says they can change without notice. The other is that ABC's proposed permanent changes add extra red tape and fees to the laws that passed in the legislature.
If you don't know going into the situation about whether something's going to be approved or not, or there's going to be additional layers of conditions on some of these events, you know, you're stuck.
Scott Wells says he wishes he opened his brewery in New York or Pennsylvania instead, because New Jersey has been extremely difficult.
We had a brewery the other day who got denied a permit, for example, that was identical to a permit they got approved a month prior.
The public comment period is still open on the proposed ABC regulations, which may be implemented under the outgoing Murphy administration. The arts are alive and well in Delaware County as Delco Arts Week gets ready to return for its seventh year. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, the festivities kick off this weekend.
Delco Arts Week is a chance for people of all ages to enjoy art of all kind through dozens of programs.
We have Jazz and Art in the Park in Sharon Hill. We also have the State Street Fall Festival in Media, all along State Street with music and art and vendors.
Veronica Batter with the Delaware County Arts Consortium says Delco Arts Week has grown exponentially over the years, with this year promising to be their biggest one yet.
We're going to have a lot more plays and things happening. There are some very cool murals that have just come up in the past month or so.
Batter says that's not all.
We have a lot more community interaction, more public events where people can come out and do and make something besides just artists showing their work.
For a complete list of events for Arts Week, visit KYWNewsRadio.com. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.